Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the voices of Nationals baseball is our buddy Dave Jagler. He and Charlie Slows on the call tonight. 6:15 pregame, 6:45 first pitch right here on 106.7 The Fan. Jags, the news of the day, Josiah Gray shut down for the remainder of the season. Partial tear of the UCL, so it sounds like TBD still on Tommy John. But what is the recovery time? Does this go into next year either way?
I would think so, not being a doctor, and I'm going to defer and wait until ultimately the surgery occurs. I mean, if it's Tommy John surgery, we know that much of next season would be lost, knowing that you're at least 12 months out, so your all-star break next season. The internal brace can be a shorter timeline, but obviously that's to be determined by the doctor when they go in there. But either way, it's a real blow for him personally and for the organization. I mean, this year is obviously a lost year. He only made two starts at the start of the year, and if there's a chunk of next season gone, you're talking about 2 years kind of right in the prime of his pro career that could be impacted. So that's devastating for him personally.
How does it sort of affect, you mentioned it, his career development, Dave? Because this is not a guy with an outrageous amount of pitching experience, sort of picked it up late in his baseball career in terms of the various levels that he played at, is still kind of learning on the job, good enough to make the major leagues and be an all-star last year while still kind of rounding into form as a pitcher. How does it affect that part of the process?
Well, I mean, it's a huge setback. I mean, anytime we saw what it has done to other pitchers in this organization, but the Nationals have a good history of having guys come back from Tommy John surgery, a better version of themselves, so you hope that's the case. I mean, Steven Strasburg went down early in his pro career, came back and had great success here, and ultimately was a World Series MVP. Jordan Zimmermann had success after his Tommy John surgery, so it's not a death knell on your career, but it's definitely a setback. I mean, here he is in the prime, figuring he was going to be fronting this rotation as the team's coming back to contention, and obviously this year is gone and potentially somewhat next year. So that's for him personally, you feel bad for him. I mean, just when he was addressing the reporters, he was very emotional, and it hasn't sunk in yet. Now he's got to take that energy and focus on the rehab process, focus on getting better and getting back here and being a better version of himself like others have in this organization's past.
Jags, the really good news, I suppose, if there is any, is that Mackenzie Gore and Jake Irvin and Mitchell Parker are all kind of teaming up to have what is still a young foundation for a rotation, even without Gray. And there's more pitching on the way in the system. What is the plan here in terms of the pitching rotation coming out of the All-Star break to try to do what you can to mitigate and get extra rest for some of those young arms?
Yeah, I think what you saw, Grant, is that they pushed the young guys back. I mean, it looked like just kind of that. We focused so much on the bullpen in that stretch going into the All-Star break. It was 17 games in 17 days, and you're focused on, boy, the relievers are working a lot. But these young starters, I mean, most of them have not pitched a whole lot in their career every fifth day, because in the minor leagues, with the built-in one day off a week, you're oftentimes pitching with 6 days rest, and once in a while you pitch with five. So you went three, almost four turns through the rotation without that extra day. And I think you saw the kind of the performance maybe suffer as a result. Jake Irvin had two of his worst starts of the season going into the break. Mitchell Parker had far and away his worst start of the year going into the break. DJ Hurst, they sent down to monitor his innings. So with that in mind, that's why, clearly why Patrick Corbin is starting the first game out of the break. I mean, he's been through this, this so many times, and you're going with Gore in the second game and Irvin in the third game. And I figure it's going to be after that, Parker in the fourth game, and we'll see with the off day what they do as far as when they bring Hurst back or how long they go without a fifth starter. So hopefully this is a little bit of a reset for Urban and for Parker in particular. Gore has gone through this last season, so hopefully this break will be good, not just for the bullpen, but definitely for the rotation, because you saw signs just of a little bit of slippage because they were so good over the first 3 months of the season. Now you want them to finish the season in a strong manner and come out of the All-Star break on good footing, just because there'll be some more off days between now and over the next month or so that they can get in that routine and pitch well here the last 2 months of the year.
Jags, what do we want to see next in terms of development, growth, et cetera, from James Wood?
Well, I mean, his first week was outstanding. I mean, he was seeing a lot of pitches, taking his walks, not striking out much, hitting the ball a ton. I think in the second week, just on that road trip, he was really caught in between whether pitchers were kind of they're throwing junk at him early in the count, and he was kind of sitting on junk, and then they were busting him with fastballs in kind of breaking ball counts with two strikes. So just that adjustment of sitting on the fastball, hunting that pitch that you can drive, because we know when he finds his pitch to hit, he's going to hit it hard somewhere. So I think he just kind of got it caught a little bit in between. Maybe the pitcher's getting in his head a little bit. So hopefully this little mental break for him will be a nice reset, because clearly I think the swing decisions are good for the most part. He's not chasing a lot of bad pitches, and a few times he's been called out on strikes on pitches that clearly weren't strikes. So I think they're happy with what his strike zone decision is, but in a way, maybe try to be a little more aggressive. I felt like because he was maybe waiting for the perfect pitch, he let some decent pitches go by. So it kind of works backwards, like you were saying. They were throwing him soft stuff early, heaters late. He's got to make that adjustment, and just whenever that fastball comes, be ready to do damage on it.
And the quality of at bat for him has been excellent, arguably the best on the team since he got called up.
I think so. I think I'm even though he didn't hit a ton that last week, it's not like he was swinging at a bunch of pitches way out of the strike zone. I think he stayed at his approach, but in a way, maybe he was almost too patient. So we'll see if that's an adjustment he has to make.
Jags, have you worked on any Carly Rae Jepsen lyrics for your calls, working in maybe a Call Me Maybe with the concert tonight, or Run Away With Me after a stolen base, something like that?
Well, I'm glad that you just provided that, because that was not really up my alley, but now I know. So now I know what to do.
But cut to the feeling.
That's what our rehearsal's for. We rehearse all our ad-libs. You know that.
Exactly. Cut on and miss could be cut to the feeling. That's from the Side B 2016 album.
It sounds like you're angling to do an inning tonight. You're bringing the A game here. I like it.
I'm on Google Carly Rae Jepsen songs.
I learned a lot about Carly Rae Jepsen just now, Dave.
I know about Call Me Maybe.
As did I.
That's
did
the
I.
one. Enjoy the concert tonight and also the game.
And maybe not in that order.
Exactly. All right, Jags, be good.
See ya.
There's our buddy Dave Jagler on Grant and Danny.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.